This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The Supreme Court today ordered that no fresh suits would be registered under the Places of Worship Act in the country. It also ordered that in the pending cases, no final or effective orders would be passed till further orders of the Apex Court. A special bench headed by CJI Sanjeev Khanna asked the union government to file within 4 weeks of its reply to the clutch of petitions challenging the validity of the 1991 Act, which prohibits the filing of a lawsuit to reclaim a place of worship or seek a change in its character from what prevailed on 15th August 1947. The bench, also comprising Justices Sanjay Kumar and K.V. Vishwanathan, appointed advocates Kanu Agarwal, Vishnu Shankar Jain and Ejaz Makbool as nodal counsel to make compilations of pleadings on behalf of the union, the petitioners and the party supporting the act. The Lok Sabha today passed the Disaster Management Amendment Bill 2024. The bill amends the Disaster Management Act 2005 and intended to strengthen the efficient working of the National Disaster Management Authority, NDMA, and the State Disaster Management Authorities, SDMA. The bill empowers the NDMA and SDMA to prepare the disaster plan at national level and state level instead of the National Executive Committee and the State Executive Committee. The bill also empowers the state government to constitute a separate urban disaster management authority for state capitals and cities with a municipal corporation. The bill will provide for creation of disaster database at national and state level. Replying to a debate on the bill, Minister of State for Home, Nityanand Rai, said the bill will ensure that effective mitigation and preparedness measures are undertaken. Allegations and counter-allegations made by opposition and Treasury bench MPs on various issues today marred the proceedings of Rajya Sabha. However, Lok Sabha also witnessed disruption during the pre-lunch session, but it conducted a smooth business post-lunch. The Treasury bench raised the issue of alleged links between the Congress leaders and US-based George Soros Foundation in both the houses. Meanwhile, the opposition parties protested over the bribery charges against the Adani Group, demanding joint parliamentary committee probe. Union Minister of Steel and Heavy Industries H.D. Kumaraswamy today unveiled the taxonomy of green steel for India in New Delhi in the presence of Minister of State for Steel and Heavy Industries Bhupati Raju Srinivasa Verma. On the occasion, Mr. Kumaraswamy said that India is committed to decarbonize the steel sector in alignment with net zero emission intensity target by 2070. He added this will be a historic milestone in India's journey towards low emission steel. Mr. Kumaraswamy expressed that the release of the green steel taxonomy for India marks not only a significant milestone for steel ministry but also for our collective mission of transitioning toward a low carbon economy. The release of the taxonomy of green steel marks a crucial step in advancing the national mission on green steel. Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh today became the youngest chess champion in the world. Gukesh made history as he clinched 18th World Chess Championship, defeating Ding Liren of China in the 14th and the final match of the FIDE World Chess Championship in Singapore. With the endgame dragging out in the 5th hour, Ding made a blunder in the 55th move, which cost him the match and the crown. Vishwanathan Anand congratulated Gukesh for his achievement. In a social media post, he said, "It is a proud moment for chess and a proud moment for India." President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated D. Gukesh for becoming the youngest player to win the World Chess Championship today. In a social media post, the president said that his victory shows the authority of India as a chess powerhouse. She said that Gukesh has made the whole country proud and wished him more glory in the future. India has joined 157 other nations in supporting a United Nations General Assembly resolution demanding an immediate, unconditional and permanent ceasefire in the war-torn Gaza Strip. And that is the end of this news bulletin.